afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We bring you this special radio broadcast in order to give you the very latest information on an amazing phenomenon.
Computer Talk with Dave Mason.
It's been that way for 2 hours. And the tension is just beginning. Just a minute, ladies and gentlemen. I think something is happening.
All right, so we teased you a little bit on the Apple Watch thing and the gold version being around 10 grand when it becomes available. Wanted to get just a little bit more detail. I mean, of course, when you hear something like that, you get a tease. It's like, okay, well, now what's the details? What's the deal? What is an Apple Watch? They're going to actually have much more detail. Tim Cook tomorrow. Or no. Today's Saturday, right? Monday, 2 days from now. Tim Cook is going to do a big presentation in San Francisco specifically about the Apple Watch. And we do know that the beginning price of the standard watch is $349. Comes in two sizes. There'll be three different models with a variety of band options. We also know that it only works with the iPhone 5, 5S, 5C, 6, and 6 Plus. Must be running the latest version of mobile operating system iOS 8. I'll be honest with you, to me, it's not bad, but from an appearance perspective, just not compelling. I mean, they did a good job of it being slim and trim. The other problem that I have with it, like we've talked about before, for me personally, I've never, been motivated to get a watch that doesn't really do much without being connected to your smartphone. That's why I was so intrigued at the Mobile World Congress 2015, LG's basically standalone webOS watch. Very intriguing to me. Apple Watch requires the iPhones, the latest iPhones with the latest iOS 8. Day after tomorrow, Tim Cook will be talking about the details of that and its release date, and we'll keep you posted. We'll talk about it.
That's on Monday the 9th.
Next show, that's on Monday.
Yeah. There was another release date or a release that happened that date.
Really?
That's very, very...
Was it a virus?
Well, yeah. Some people would say yes.
Was it an infection?
Yep. Some people would say it was like something that kind of took over the world in a very nasty way and won't go away.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, we haven't found a cure for it.
Yeah.
I think it was introduced back in 1959.
Yeah.
March 9th, 1959.
Yeah.
This was introduced into the world, and it hasn't been the same. Now, you're thinking, okay, wait, what happened? Was it Cold War related? Or could have been, I think. It could be considered a weapon.
It was a bomb.
Of some sort. And there's often a lot of fallout associated with this particular
device
that was introduced back then. And, of course, we're talking about, and I know what you're thinking. Is it Fat Boy? Little Joe or whatever it was called? Those the bombs?
Yeah, right,
no,
right.
That was earlier.
Right.
This was after that, 59.
Right.
This had nothing to do with Eisenhower's administration. It was the day that Dr. Dave was born, ladies and gentlemen. What 200 years ago today? Something like that? 1959? On Monday, FYI, there you go. You can send him your happy birthday wishes if you like.
Thank you. 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. Let's stay on the Mobile World Congress thing, because there's a lot of interesting devices, and I've kind of gone over some of the generalities about some of the things that look most interesting to me. Here's some of the things that were just goofy to me. Now, you might like this, Steve-O, but they actually showed, there was one company that showed out of China.
Wait a minute, you said it's goofy? Oh, I don't like
it,
but
you
maybe
will
you would like it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the Xiaomi Yi Action Cam with the cat harness accessory. You let me show you the picture. I told
would
you
like
you
that.
Would like that.
That's a great idea.
Look at
put the cat on the
meow.
It's like a GoPro
Beautiful.
Mount for a cat.
Nice.
I wonder if they had cats walking around the floor of the Mobile World Congress with these things on.
They probably
that
did.
Would have been a great way to the Runcible smartphone. Runcible? R-U-N-C-I-B-L-E. Not a traditional smartphone. Does have smartphone capabilities. It's not a wearable device, but it's kind of like closest analog is like an intelligent pocket watch. It's weird. It's designed to be hands-free, and you wear it kind of like a pocket watch. Runcible smartphone. You got to check it out. Google this. One of the things that actually did intrigue me from both it looks absolutely hilarious, but then, you know, I'm very practical purpose was the AVG invisibility glasses. Think Elton John. That's it. The difference is they're lit by a ring of LEDs around each of the lenses. And this is designed to defeat monitoring and surveillance. You wear these glasses, you turn them on, they can't tell who you are.
Oh, like no facial recognition possible?
Yeah.
No eye retina scanning?
Nothing.
Good.
Yeah. Everything comes back, like when you go into the casinos and they do the facial recognition to see if you're like one of the scammers, you know?
Wouldn't like a woolen...
the thing that pops up every no matter where... No. Everywhere you go, their computer system of the security teams just pops up Elton John.
Oh. That's good.
One of the other things was the Pizza Hut clicking pizza. Tough to chew. The silicone gets in the way.
Yes,
silicon, excuse me. La Commanda made a magnetic button that you put on your fridge, and you literally—you've seen this. Was it the Staples or is it Office Max that has the easy button?
Staples.
Yeah, this is kind of like that, except for Pizza Hut.
Oh.
You put it on the fridge, magnetic button. You press the button, and a pizza is sent to your house.
Does it give me any opportunity to order what kind of pizza comes to your house?
They are going to start selling these buttons at Pizza Hut online this summer sometime. Pizza Hut's committed to doing it. La Commanda made it, and it's a magnetic refrigerator button.
Wow.
The Pizza Hut clicking pizza. And you bring up a good point, which is how do you click on that button and specify what pizza you want?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, you know what? In a related topic, I've actually used the Domino's app to order pizza.
Yeah.
I think you would prefer it.
Yeah.
Because you don't have to talk to anybody.
Right.
You get exactly what you want. Right. And I'm not sure if my perception's just different.
Pizza actually tastes better?
No, it gets there faster, though.
Yeah. Really?
It seems like they're there instantly. Whereas if I call on the phone, it takes longer. I'm not sure what it's about. And you don't have to deal with something, you know, not to be, you know, too judgmental on these guys, but a lot of the people that work at these places are kind of college age, and they're not really focused.
Well, they're not committed. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, some are, but some aren't. And this takes that out of the equation. And I'm a real believer in this Domino's app thing. It really works well. And it gives you the status of what's happening with your pizza, where it's at, what's the process, you know, and so you can know when to expect the pizza, which is another big thing too.
Well, speaking of pizza, what are we doing after the show?
I don't know. Maybe I'll use my app.
Maybe we'll use the app. We'll get a Domino's. Yeah. Will they be able to deliver it if we're on the road?
Sure.
Using GPS coordinates.
Yeah.
Well, folks, you can tell by that funky music in the background, we're flat out of time. I want to thank you for joining us. We had a great time this morning, as we always do. Hope you did, too. Kudos to Gladys Knight, by the way. See you next week. Have a safe, sane, sober weekend. When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.